So let's turn to that topic right now, romance. This is from Trina. Dear Dr. Kenner, for the past year I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend Carl. It's a relationship built on trust and respect. It's been long distance for about half that time. Carl looks at porn and nudity, which I believe detracts from the specialness of my nudity. I feel like I'm not good enough if he has to look at other women, even though I do send him all kinds of nude pictures of myself. It hurts me very, very much. Carl has agreed to try and transition to it being me he mostly, if not exclusively, looks at. How can I reconcile this in myself without resorting to breaking up with a great guy? Tina, first you want to ask, are there any other difficulties? And what's the situation with the long-distance relationship? Because you'd hate to put a lot of effort into this if you see that it's not going to work. The distance is too much, and there's no chance in the future for either of us moving. If that's the case, you don't have to put a whole lot of effort into this. However, you might want to do it privately for yourself, because you're not alone. There are many, many women who feel like they've been objectified, or that they feel less important to their partner when they wake up, maybe in the middle of the night, and when their partner is least suspecting it, and find that their partner is no longer in bed beside them, but at the computer looking at porn, or maybe watching porn on the TV. And that type of pattern is common, and it's certainly not healthy. Obviously, the sneakiness is a major problem, and often it feels to the woman like their partner is cheating on them. So before I go a little further on that in the role of erotica, let's talk about erotica first. The type of erotica that you are attracted to really matters. So when you say porn and nudity that Carl's attracted to, I don't know what to think, because it covers a vast territory. There's sexy erotica, there's healthy erotica, and it's very good for couples to incorporate this into their love life, because it gives them both pleasure, and it gives an individual pleasure too. For example, you could take Playboy, or there's a movie, Dangerous Beauty, that isn't meant to be an erotic film, but man, there are some pretty sexy moments in that film. And so that type of pornography is not what I would call porn. So in nudity itself ranges from what? At the very mild end, you would not be upset if he's in a museum and he's looking at famous paintings of, it happens to be a nude woman on a Venus de Milo or something, Venus on a clamshell or something, a sexy woman or partially nude. That type of nudity or pinups that are very well done, or centerfolds in Playboy, for example, that type of nudity, or Playgirl, if you like that type of nudity is just admiration of the human body and the sensuality. But there is also nudity that's done deliberately to offend. It's tasteless, it's disgusting, and you want to find out, what is Carl attracted to? Is it the seedier and the abusive type of what you're calling porn and nudity? Or is it just that he likes the sensuality and that's what he's been accustomed to? That's his preferred method before he met you, maybe, or when he's alone, of enjoying himself. So if it is the seedier type of porn, you do want to ask, what does it say about him? What does it say about his view of romance or sex? And it doesn't mean you have to part. It means it can open up the conversation between you, so both of you can decide what you're at home with, what you're not at home with, and what your thoughts are about nudity and erotica. So I want to now turn to you, Trina, because it's really important to understand how you feel about yourself as a sexual partner. If you feel, which you've said you do, that Carl's watching porn and nudity means that he doesn't find you good enough, man, that is huge. Because if that's the interpretation of his actions, and maybe that's true, if that's true, that you're not good enough, that he always has to have a wandering eye, and maybe it's not just porn, maybe he fantasizes about being with all sorts of other women and actually acts on it, you know, that is a problem with Carl, and that's a problem with the relationship, obviously. But if you fundamentally feel inadequate about yourself in the area of intimacy, of sex, you want to first think about, is there something I would like to improve in myself apart from Carl? Do I want to feel sexier? Do I want to enjoy romance more? So then you want to also be aware that there are a lot of discrepancies between partners, and sometimes it causes one partner to doubt themselves. For example, if one partner has a bigger appetite for sex, the other partner can feel less than, like, I'm not good enough because I don't want to do it three times a day. You do send him photos of yourself nude, so my guess is you do enjoy your sensuality. You do have some openness there, but please take care. You don't want these, if you're sending them on Facebook or something, please be aware that they may not be as private as you think. So Carl has told you that he's going to try to run the experiment of changing his fantasizing pattern so that you're mostly the star in them. And that's fine. You can try that. You can also work on talking with him to see what he's doing, what goes through his mind when he's looking at this, the porn, and see if it's, you're calling it porn, I'd rather call it erotic, or I'm assuming it's a bit on the better side. And you want to figure out, is there a way you can both use it to enhance your experiences together, your sexuality? You don't have to force yourself to do that. Can you enjoy erotica for yourself? And how does he feel about you? Maybe he needs to give you more sexual visibility so that you feel that he really does value you sexually. And you have said he's a great guy who cares about you a lot. So maybe if you learn how to talk about this openly and lovingly and supportively and really listen to one another, it may change your ideas, both of you, and then this will be a non-issue in that case. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness, toll-free 1-877-DRKENNER. Toll-free 1-877-DR-KENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke.
One pitfall to nurturing your sensual attraction to your partner is the view that sex is merely a primal urge or an innate instinct that is unrelated to your mind, your values, or your character. Sex in this view is just physical. Thus, it hardly matters who you have sex with as long as you get some positive physical sensations. There is no spiritual aspect, no connection to the mind. But if sexual pleasure were disconnected from your mind, then mood and setting would not matter. However, to experience full enjoyment, both partners must be in the mood for sex and in a setting conducive to sexual pleasure.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.